In sales, there's no magic formula or shortcut to success. The real secret is fanatical prospecting, an unwavering commitment to consistently filling your pipeline with qualified prospects. While many salespeople have similar talents and skills, the elite top 20% who generate 80% of results distinguish themselves through relentless prospecting across all channels: phone calls, emails, networking, referrals, and trade shows. These top performers don't make excuses or procrastinate. They carry business cards everywhere, engage potential customers in any setting, and live by the mantra, "one more call." Most importantly, they understand that an empty pipeline caused by insufficient prospecting is the number one reason for sales failure. The uncomfortable reality? In sales, you're owed nothing. You must create your own success daily by picking up the phone, knocking on doors, and asking for business. Sales isn't a 9-to-5 job. It requires doing whatever it takes to win. This mindset separates the high earners from everyone else. Prospecting is emotionally draining work, the price you pay for a high income. Even sales veterans with millions in commissions find prospecting the hardest, most mentally exhausting part of their day. The difference? They accept this reality and do it anyway. What separates average salespeople from extraordinary performers? After studying top sales professionals, 7 core mindsets emerge. First, they're relentlessly optimistic, attacking each day with positive energy. Not naive positivity, but a strategic choice to maintain the energy needed for consistent prospecting. Second, they're fiercely competitive, prepared to outwork anyone for prospect attention and dominate their market. Third, they exude genuine confidence, expecting to win and developing mental toughness against rejection, a self-fulfilling attitude as prospects respond more favorably to those who believe in themselves. Fourth, they're incredibly persistent, using rejection as motivational fuel rather than diminishing their resolve. Fifth, they're perpetual learners, welcoming feedback and viewing setbacks as growth opportunities. Sixth, they're systematic and efficient, protecting prime selling time and methodically developing prospect databases. Finally, they're adaptable, quickly adjusting to changing circumstances and adopting new technologies that give them competitive advantage. Look around at the highest earners in every industry. They embody these mindsets. How many do you currently possess? Despite claims that cold calling is dead or promises of secret formulas against rejection, successful sales fundamentally requires interrupting prospects. Whether through phone, email, in-person visits, or social media, you must contact people who aren't expecting you and aren't currently in buying conversations. The real challenge isn't cold versus warm calls, it's willingness to interrupt. Most salespeople resist this discomfort, exhibiting the same anxiety calling current clients as they do strangers. Interruption creates vulnerability because you can't control the response, and brush-offs feel like rejection, something humans instinctively avoid. This explains why mediocre salespeople spend more time creating excuses than actually prospecting, turning their fear into a cold-calling hobgoblin. The key question isn't whether to cold call, but how to strategically balance prospecting across channels to gain advantage when interrupting prospects in today's crowded marketplace. Salespeople often claim to be better at certain prospecting methods, typically an excuse to avoid uncomfortable techniques like phone calls. This selective approach is as dangerous as investing your entire retirement in a single stock. Despite gurus promoting their one true way, successful prospecting requires balance. Relying exclusively on one methodology, usually the one generating the least rejection, yields mediocre results. A winning strategy blends telephone, in-person, email, social selling, text messaging, referrals, networking, inbound leads, and trade shows, with time allocated based on your specific situation, sales goals, and tenure. New salespeople mistakenly emulate veterans who seem to generate prospects effortlessly, not realizing these veterans spent years qualifying their databases through fanatical prospecting. Study what top performers in your organization do and adapt their formula to your situation. Three universal laws govern prospecting success and prevent sales slumps. The universal law of need states that desperation repels success. Prospects sense neediness and pull away. Consistent prospectors with robust pipelines, 30-plus opportunities, face less pressure, regularly replace lost prospects, and maintain predictable sales. The 30-day rule shows that prospecting today pays off in 90 days. Missing prospecting has compounding consequences. Skip a day, affect next quarter. Skip a week, impact your commission. Skip a month, create a slump. The law of replacement explains the sales roller coaster. With a 10% closing ratio, closing one deal means 10 opportunities have left your pipeline. You must consistently add new opportunities at a rate matching or exceeding your closing ratio. Nearly all sales slumps trace directly to insufficient prospecting. The solution is simple. When in a slump, start prospecting immediately. Despite contrary claims, sales remains fundamentally a numbers game. Success follows a simple formula. The quality and quantity in your pipeline determines what comes out. Elite salespeople track their statistics because data helps them evaluate performance and make adjustments. Peak performance requires monitoring all activities: calls, contacts, emails, appointments, and social prospecting. The formula is straightforward. Efficiency plus effectiveness equals performance. E plus E equals P. Efficiency measures how well you use time and resources. Effectiveness gauges the impact of your actions. Performance is the measurable outcome. Most salespeople avoid tracking numbers because delusion feels better than confronting reality. However, this false comfort means lying to yourself and lowering your standards. Reality, though sometimes harsh, is the realm of superstars. Embracing it is essential to developing a fanatical prospecting mindset. Successful sales professionals implement systematic tracking methods using CRM systems to monitor activities and results. They review their numbers regularly, adjusting their approach based on data rather than gut feelings. The single biggest challenge for salespeople is keeping non-revenue activities from interfering with their prime selling time, their golden hours. Most time management problems are self-inflicted. Top performers organize their day into distinct time blocks, minimize drive time with territory planning, delegate non-selling tasks, and adapt to maximize selling time. While everyone has 24 hours daily, only a handful are available for selling. How these golden hours are used determines success. When salespeople block their day into focused chunks with clear outcome goals, they accomplish more in less time. At Sales Gravy, inside sales reps make 120 prospecting calls daily in just 3 hours using 3 power hours spread throughout the day, eliminating all distractions during these blocks. This intensity works because work contracts to fit the allotted time, and anyone can maintain focus for an hour. Just 1 hour of focused teleprospecting, 25 to 50 calls, and another hour for email/social prospecting daily will transform your pipeline within 60 days. Productive prospecting requires concentrating all your power on a single focus. Despite our culture's glorification of multitasking, your brain actually switches between tasks, reducing efficiency. The path to sales mastery comes through the daily discipline of fanatical prospecting. When you commit to filling your pipeline relentlessly, protect your selling time zealously, and track your numbers honestly, you position yourself among elite sales professionals who consistently outperform their peers.